AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says it's going to take some time to get House leadership back in order after the ouster of Speaker Kevin McCarthy, but pointed out work still needs to get done.
We cannot and should not again be faced with 11th hour decision on brinksmanship that threatens to shut down the government. And we know what we have to do. We have to get it done in a timely fashion.
It's now time to get a new speaker, and Ohio's Jim Jordan says he's interested. Oklahoma's Kevin Hern is taking it all in.
What I'm listening from people is they want a different face. They want somebody to put, policies over personalities and then look and see what we can do about, listening a lot, see how we're going to move forward. I mean, whoever the new speaker is going to have to move these appropriation bills very quickly.
For now, North Carolina's Patrick McHenry is House Speaker. Warned to mind his out-of-court comments, former President Donald Trump returned to his New York civil fraud trial today as his defense lawyers closely questioned an accountant who prepared financial statements at the heart of this case. Trump has left the proceedings, which is fine with Attorney General Letitia James.
I will not be bullied. So Mr. Trump is no longer here. The Donald Trump show is over. This was nothing more than a political stunt, a fundraising stop.
Police say multiple people were shot in the downtown area of Holyoke, Massachusetts. They say it's an active, ongoing investigation, and the public is being asked to avoid downtown. Holyoke is near Springfield, Massachusetts. The once critical white coronavirus vaccine cards are being phased out. Vaccines are not being distributed by the federal government anymore, so the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stopped printing new cards. People can still get proof of vaccination from a doctor or a state health department. Soccer fans, pack your bags. A unique 2030 World Cup is set to be played in Europe and Africa, and the surprising edition of South America. This is AP News. The cryptocurrency trial of Sam Bankman-Fried has started. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The 31-year-old was once considered the king of crypto before falling from the top of FTX. Now prosecutors say Sam Bankman-Fried defrauded thousands of investors and customers of billions of dollars by siphoning off their money for his own use. His lawyers insist their client had no criminal intent. Bankman-Fried was extradited to the U.S. from the Bahamas after his arrest last December. Originally under house arrest, his $250 million bond was revoked and he was jailed in August after a judge concluded he tried to influence trial witnesses. At the courts in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Dwayne Keefe D. Davis, the man charged in the 1996 shooting death of Tupac Shakur, was in court briefly in Las Vegas. Arraignment has been rescheduled. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.